What if RoboCop was not a robot at all, and everybody was in love with Paul?
Giamatti.
What if Bigfoot joined the Cullen Clan, and the brave little toaster fell in love with a man?
What?
Isn't that better? Half man and half shoe, and everyone attended Puppet U.
Even humans.
Detective Mike became a giant spider, and every movie was directed by Snyder.
Snyder cut.
This isn't really maintaining the integrity of my creative vision. Snyder action.
Isn't that better? So much better.
So I'm telling you, the fish I caught, it was this big.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it
Fuck
was.
Fuck you.
It was. It was huge.
No.
Honestly, okay. It might have been a little bit bigger than that. Like,
where's the, oh, where's the bigger pics? Than that.
Okay, prove it.
Well, I can't because we threw it back.
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, you threw it back.
You caught a fish that big and you didn't take a picture of it?
I've seen you swallow every fish you've ever caught whole, and you threw this one back?
Well, I mostly caught little fish before.
It's too big to swallow.
Yeah, it's too big to swallow. It was like this big.
Oh, a fish too big to swallow, huh? Well, I caught a fish this big.
That's way too big to swallow.
Well,
I swallowed it whole.
Well, does he have to prove that he caught a fish?
I didn't take a picture of it. I swallowed it. I'll prove it in about a couple days' time.
Yeah, he'll send me a picture in a couple days. Then I'll believe him.
I don't think it's going to look like a fish anymore.
Oh, I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
What? Okay.
Your body can't break down the scales.
Am I on the group chat where this picture is going
to
be?
Oh, these don't go on a group chat. These go directly to a shared vault.
Yeah, we've got like a shared Dropbox.
Yeah.
For fish pictures?
Yeah, they have it at the post office. It's like a Dropbox. You can go in there and you can just put whatever you want into it and you can share it with your friends.
And I'm not part of this.
Farley, are you talking about the outgoing mail box?
What?
Yeah.
The big blue box?
Yeah.
You just drop shit in there?
Well, yeah, after I take the picture of it, I put it in the... That's how I thought you were getting it.
How are you getting it?
I work at the post office.
Oh, are you inside those blue boxes?
Yeah, it's my job to... when people put stuff in the top of the blue box, I just pull it down in.
Oh, that's a cool job, I guess.
Whoa, what the hell? What?
Oh, fuck, I didn't go back far enough.
Who was that?
Was that? That looked just like...
I'm Andrew Farley.
But that was also...
I'm Austin Wyford.
I'm Liam Morris. And
we're the Better Movie Club!
Guess we're moving on.
Yeah.
yeah, this is the Better Movie Club podcast. The only podcast where
we take your favorite mailboxes. Movies.
Well, no. I think there's a lot of podcasts for that, actually. I think if you Google it, you'll find there's a lot.
On the dark web.
They won't let me out.
No, but this is the only podcast where we take your favorite movies and we make them favoriter through the powers of improv. So we're going to do that today. And we watched... a movie that is certainly someone's favorite movie, right? What did we watch this week?
We watched a movie with Rainn Wilson, Jason Statham, and big ol' fish, The Meg.
And what a The Meg it was.
It was, the-est of times, the megest of times.
You got there, sure yeah, was. That was it. You solved this week's riddle.
I win a prize.
Oh, Leah, why do you pick this movie of yours?
Well, I like big fish, and I cannot lie. I do like monster movies, like where it's like a creature type like monster. And like I think there's sort of a perfect balance between something being like a serious movie and something being like such a B movie, like. Like I'm talking like Sharknado, like mm-hmm. where it's like,
yeah, like
we're
the
making
asylum.
This beam, we're making this movie a B movie on purpose. And then there's like on the other side of the spectrum, maybe like Godzilla and like Kong. And in the middle, I think I really have a good time with things like The Meg, where I think it's like it knows what it is. It's like not strictly a B movie. Like they're trying a little bit, but also it's not taking itself so seriously. So yeah, I enjoy this movie. I mean, I don't think it's great or anything, but I think it's like a fun movie to watch. Like writing's okay. Like the effects are okay. Like it's just it's a good time. What did you guys think of it?
It was fun.
It was fantastic at 2x speed.
I would say, yeah, my main argument would be, honestly, that it's too long. I think a tight 90 would have been better.
I'll tell you right now, a tight hour is perfect for this movie. 1 hour. I enjoyed it a lot because it was only an hour long and everybody was moving so quick.
I like to see like the cool made-up technology. I like to see the big fish. I thought that the acting in this in particular was really bad. Particularly like scenes where they're all kind of standing around on the boat just taking turns delivering dialogue, it just felt painful.
Now, is that the acting or is that the writing?
Yeah, I think an argument can be made for
because the dialogue that they're trading, it's like saying the Hayden Christensen's acting in Star Wars is bad. Yeah. And it's not good, but everyone's acting in Star Wars is bad because it's shit.
Well, so here's the thing, I think it's both.
Yeah, that's fair. It probably is.
If you watch some of the actors in this movie while they're talking, they're also doing like hand motions that nobody would ever do, and those are not in the script, right? They're just like trying to deliver this dialogue.
Seems like they're pretending to be people, but they don't really know what people do.
And also the dialogue's not written well either.
I wonder if the director had some say in that, though. If like in between shots, they'd be like, maybe do this with your hands to like frame the shot, and they just have them doing the dumbest shit in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I think,
you know, like a human being would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the director was an alien, and he didn't know what humans did.
The director was a megalodon.
This was, let me look it up real quick. This was directed by Zack Snyder.
If you haven't seen this movie,
Sorry.
he directed everything.
I just didn't know he directed this.
So you haven't seen this. It's basically, I mean, like very high level, because I feel like this is one of those movies where it's like the number of like offshoot like plots that we don't need is like ridiculous. But like essentially we have these like this technology that we're going to see like parts of the deep ocean that weren't accessible before. And they in doing so discover like a megalodon and like sort of like I think open a pathway for it to like get out of this area.
Yeah, because his ship inadvertently too hot.
Yeah. And so they essentially unleash this megalodon on an unsuspecting ocean near Thailand, it seems like. Also this megalodon is like above human intelligence.
Also megalodons.
Oh, yeah, there are multiple, yeah.
Yeah.
The Megs is what this movie should have been called. But then it would give away the twist.
Yeah, it would ruin the twist. They don't call it Jaws's because they knew there was going to be a second
The twist is basically that they have a real big shark that they end up killing, and then it turns out that shark is actually very small compared to the mama shark that...
Who eats the smaller shark.
Right, eats the smaller shark, and a lot of people, too.
But not the small dog, which can swim faster than a jet ski.
Yeah, that dog was crazy how fast it could swim. It was like a Yorkshire Terrier, too. I think they weigh like 9 pounds.
Well, that's how I can swim so fast.
Yeah.
Because it's light.
That's basically, I mean, the plot, right? Like, they got to kill the big shark.
We had some good romance, and we had a toddler that set it up. And I think that was good. And I like that.
Yeah, that's a Shyamalan kid right there.
Well, kids see everything.
She's got like crazy dialogue that no 8-year-old would ever say. The kid though. One of the best characters. I think this movie suffers from perhaps too much interpersonal stuff, like too many characters and too much interpersonal stuff.
I think it's still just bad.
An action movie.
It's bad writing, I think, is all it is. And this is like my new gold standard. Godzilla Minus One was a fantastic movie with a ton of interpersonal conflict and a big monster too. And the big monster just kind of worked sort of metaphorically with the plot as it progressed. But it was so good because of the plot. Not because of the big monster. The big monster was badass and like way more well done than any modern Godzilla movie. But it all just kind of made a good little soup in this movie. And I think all the American Godzilla movies don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, how do we make the plot about the monster?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's accurate. I mean, I think like, I will say like, I think they were trying to do the like, this crew of like different people from different backgrounds. And we're going to like, you know, give each of them a little bit of characterization. So you get like attached to them and then we're going to kill some of them off. You know, I think they tried to do that and didn't really succeed in this. Like, it just didn't feel like.
I'm sorry. I didn't give a shit about Toshi.
No.
They didn't even tell us what was in the letter to his wife. That guy just like found it in his pocket. We never found out what he wrote.
Well, neither did that guy, because.
And neither did Toshi's wife.
Yeah.
Who we also never met.
Yeah.
She got chomped on the beach.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of characters that it felt like, I don't know, that they needed to be named if we were going to treat them the way that we did, or that they needed to have. Like, it's okay. I think in movies like this, it's okay to just have that guy that doesn't have lines. And then he dies. Like, instead, take the dialogue time that you have, truncate it, you know, apply it to the characters that matter, instead of like trying to make us care about 30 characters that there's not enough time for us to learn anything about.
I think what I've learned in the, what are we at, 3-4 years now of doing
40,
this?
40, I think.
The 40 years we've been doing this podcast is that these types of movies, pretty much all the worst movies we've done, I've watched at 2x speed. And there's just not enough content to fill 90 minutes is the root problem. Because if you watch them at 2x speed, they're not as bad as watching them at regular speed. Like, this movie was pretty okay at 2x speed, because it was just like, stuff happens, and we're done. And we got to see the action, we got to have some kind of plot to tie it together, and it carried on.
So why do you think they make them 2 hours?
Why wasn't this a tight 90?
Yeah.
There was no reason for that.
Is there an advantage?
Bad leadership, really, I think, is the main... I don't know. I guess they go on like streaming platforms like Tubi, where there's ads every 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So you get more ad space in there with a 2-hour movie than you do with a 90-minute movie. So maybe that's the move, is to make a long movie so you get that one extra ad break where you can throw like 5 ads in, because Tubi sucks.
We watched it on Peacock. And it was like a 200-second ad before it. And then, you watch it ad-free. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The other way I felt like they padded the runtime was they did this thing. And this is like pretty common, I feel like, in like action and disaster movies, is they did the like everything that could possibly go wrong is going to go wrong thing, where it's like, at one point, two helicopters just ran into each other and exploded for no reason.
For no reason.
It wasn't related to the shark at all.
I mean,
and they fell on the ship and they were all like, oh no, we're going to be on fire. And I was like, well, that didn't need to happen.
But they foreshadowed the fuck out of that when those helicopters started flying so close together. Like, you knew it was coming.
But why even, like, I mean, certainly freak helicopter accidents can happen, but why would you write it into your big shark movie?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Now, we talked about it being on Peacock, but this movie's definitely targeted towards international markets, like, without a doubt. It's targeted towards the Chinese market, which at this time was like the largest market for American movies. It's not anymore, but it was. So maybe there's just some thing with Chinese markets where 2 hours is a better profit margin than 90 minutes.
And they love helicopters
helicopters. All the Avengers movies were just helicopters crashing for like 30 minutes.
I was also just like, on that note of everything going wrong that possibly could, like, I felt like the technology that we saw was like really cool looking, but every time they tried to use something that mattered, it was like, it's offline, it won't engage, it's not responding. Yeah. Like, every single thing they tried to do didn't work.
We've got to bypass the firewall to turn the lights off.
Yeah, why are you getting into these fucking death machines where none of the systems work besides the pretty screen at the front?
Oh my god, yeah, but there's a point where our female romantic interest is in her boat trying to turn the lights off on her ship, and it's like there's a 60-second countdown that she cannot bypass to turn the lights off on a submarine.
She's trying to kill the power or something. Yeah, it's like, shut down in 60 seconds. What the fuck? Imagine if you had to park your car for a whole minute before you could turn it off and get out.
Submarines also don't typically use lights.
Lights, right?
Sonar is the main way of navigating in the deep ocean. Because lights kind of fuck with all the wildlife that you're researching.
Right. Also, it's not going to extend very far when you're that far down, right?
In water. Yeah, it's going to be murky and...
Yeah.
it's
they drop
probably
down
gonna...
and immediately blinded a whole bunch of anglerfish who've never seen light before. Like, hit the high beams quick.
God, yeah, there's frozen anglerfish surfacing because they had to pass through the whatever the also nothing rises up when it I guess anglerfish don't really rise up when they die because the density is so high down there, right?
Yeah, it's kinda... I think that anglerfish, I might be wrong about this, I think they like puff out or implode or something when they go to a certain like
they're still alive, right? They get the bends basically.
Yeah, well like their body is made to withstand so much pressure, and once they come up that pressure goes away and they just kind of like blow
also,
out and die.
While we're talking about the bends, am I the only one that doesn't believe in that?
The bends.
What? You don't believe in the bends? What do you mean?
I think I could go to any depth or any altitude and be perfectly fine.
I dare you to.
Okay, I will. I've been on a plane before, so nothing happened. But you're telling me you can't climb Everest? You can't walk right up to the top? Fucking bullshit. I've climbed a couple small mountains.
You know they pressurize
so easy.
The cabins, right? In the planes.
Oh yeah, they pressurize the cabins. Next you're gonna tell me that Boeing knows how to put the door on an airplane.
Well, I would never tell you that.
guess what, they don't pressurize anything. There's nothing happens when you go straight to 10,000 feet.
Oh, those shitty submarines that kept malfunctioning were built by Boeing. That makes sense now.
Mm. No, they were built by that billionaire that tried to make his own and the whole thing exploded.
No, if they were built by him, they would have had little PlayStation controllers control them with.
I wish they would have. I feel like maybe it would have worked better. Everything seemed to mess up all the time. Didn't somebody like shoot a missile by accident also? Or did I just make that up?
Oh, no, we were joking about that because she was... she locked onto something... And
she was trying to do the tractor beam, but it like didn't work.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, well, what if
we were
she,
joking
maybe
about
she
if she
hit
the wrong button and a missile launched.
Like maybe they're right next to each other.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was trying to like grab them to tow them away. Mm-hmm. And she accidentally
she
shot
launched
a missile instead.
They shouldn't have put those buttons right next to each other. Mm-hmm. Boeing.
Right. Boeing. They're always putting the missile button next to the landing gear.
She's used to an Xbox controller, and this was built with a PlayStation controller. It said press X.
Oh, they didn't update the UI. So using the PlayStation controls on the Xbox controller.
I said I didn't care about Toshi, but I do care about Toshi a little bit because didn't it seem like he wanted to die really bad?
he started writing that letter immediately.
Yeah, he was like, and then like he didn't even try to get out the hatch. He was just like,
no, he had
okay,
plenty of time.
Bye guys, and sealed it up. Like he was like, I think when he like got in that ship, he was like, I'm going to die on the floor of the ocean because
yeah,
I want to.
He went back for the letter and he could have just gone through the hatch and been fine.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, if his concern was like, they might not make it either, so I'm going to get the letter so it goes with my buddy. Why'd he give it to his buddy? Because, again, he also might not make it. So just go up the fucking ladder, dude. Don't go back for the letter.
Do you think that letter was still in that guy's pocket when he got eaten by the
Meg? Oh, 100%. Yeah. That guy never, he didn't change his clothes.
The Wall. That was his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any guy that they call a wall does not change his clothes. And he smells.
He smells bad.
I've played magic with a guy called The Wall and stinky.
And The Wall in this movie definitely played magic.
Yeah. Might have been the same guy.
Well, anyway, if you guys want to hop into this tiny little submarine with me.
No, pass.
Probably were you going to say something?
No. I'll get in the submarine. I don't give a fuck about anything. I'm ready to go right to the ocean floor.
All right. Well, Leah, I guess you can stay here. Farley and I are going to go to the ocean floor. And,
goodbye.
Let's crash the sucker straight into the bottom.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to go, because I knew Farley would go, and he's gonna try to kill us.
I'm obsessed with dying at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, Toshi.
We'll be right back.
And we are back.
Shark attack.
We're back.
Shark attack. Megalodon.
Megalodon. Are we going to talk about how this was like a Hollywood ripoff of Shark Attack 3?
Mm-hmm.
Shot for shot remake.
Yeah. Even that famous line was in it.
Yeah.
It was not.
Oh my god, I forgot about the famous line.
How could you forget? That's like one of the three things to know about that movie.
Oh man.
Yep.
Jason Statham should have said that line though.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like he was thinking it at times.
At the end, when the little girl says, "Maybe you should ask my mom," and then he says that line.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
And then they all laugh, and it freeze frames, and the credits roll.
Don't you forget about me?
Forget about Meg. It's a big old shock.
He says that every last minute, punches up in the air and freeze frames. God, I wish every movie ended that way.
I think, yeah.
I wish we had the power to change movies here.
I do think like every movie should end with all of the characters jumping and doing a jumping high five and then it freezing.
Yeah.
No matter what the movie is, no matter if the characters like each other, all surviving characters at the end of every movie should do a group high five in the air and it should freeze frame.
No matter if one of the characters is a little girl, she just jumps really high at the end.
Yeah. It's a movie. You can do whatever. Yeah.
She jumps like she's got like an 8-foot vertical.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
If I ever make a movie, I don't have to worry about the end scene because that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, if you're out there making movies, that's how you should end your movie. Mm-hmm.
That's how you should start the movie too.
This has been How to End Your Movie by Leah Morris. But now let's talk more about the Meg because I think this was not my idea going in, but the initial conversation has inspired me and I've been thinking a lot about Toshi. I think like for whatever reason, Toshi does want to die on the bottom of the ocean. And I think maybe he knows like exactly what's down there and what's going to happen. Maybe he has foresight into the entire movie.
He hired the Meg.
Yeah. So I think we're going to be the three characters that go down there, which are Toshi, the Wall.
And Lori.
And Lori. So...
Hugh Laurie.
Oh, nice. I like this movie more already.
And that's how I became the wet bandit.
So,
sorry,
I think I will be the Wall. Farley, you're going to be Laurie, mm-hmm. Hugh Laurie, and Austin, you'll be Toshi. And we're making our descent. And I think we'll just see what sort of interesting things Toshi has to share about as we're going. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
All right. Action.
Hey, if something were to happen down here,
what do you mean?
Well, like, you know, if something went wrong and like, I don't know, I died or something.
What?
I don't think anything.
Like, if I died.
Do you want us to go back? We've barely gone away from the ship. Do you want us to just go back? Or you have
No. Just like if I die.
Yeah, but like, that's not really a risk. We haven't even considered that.
Yeah, this should be perfectly safe.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a brand new top-of-the-line vessel. It's even got the feature where it takes 60 seconds and then the light's off. I mean,
yeah, that is
everything
pretty
seems good.
Art.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if I die, will one of you guys...
Are you, like, do you have a health problem?
Yeah, are you sick?
No. This is just in case if I...
Yeah, like, just in case, what, you bump your head on something or, like, an oxygen tank?
Yeah, maybe I'll bump my head on something. Or, like, maybe, I don't know, there's, like, a giant Meg down there or something.
Like a Megan?
Giant what?
Like a Meg?
Yeah. Meg Ryan.
Like a woman named Meg?
Like that movie Megan, the robot girl.
Oh,
a giant robot girl down there.
A Mithrigan.
You think there's going to be a giant robot girl down there?
Or like a shark. I don't know.
Oh, a giant robot shark.
Or maybe like a squid humps the ship or something.
What?
Why would a squid hump the ship?
Because it's got lights on it and they find that attractive.
Do they?
Okay, I don't have time to read my fan fiction to you guys, right? I've been asking you for weeks and now you want to hear about it? No.
Well, hold on. Let me look at that. What's this? Megala who?
You skipped right to the end?
That's just one of the lines in there.
Yeah, that's the last line.
Yeah, it says Megala who?
What does that mean?
And then it's a freeze frame and everyone laughs and high fives.
Yeah. Oh, and what's this line about? I mean, that's kind of... I don't know if that's okay. That's right there in the beginning.
Let me see that. Oh my god, what?
Look, if you're going to judge it, read the whole thing. Don't just pick it apart and judge each piece by itself.
Based on that, I don't know.
The reason he says that is because there's been tension building up between them, and she is like a career woman. And okay, give it back. No,
I mean,
no,
did
no,
you
no,
consult
not...
a woman on this? Because it seems like you didn't.
My wife helped me write it.
Your wife? Okay, yeah, your wife that you're always talking about, but nobody's ever met or seen a picture of.
Yeah. Now, if you don't mind,
Toshi,
what I was saying,
I'm gonna say it. What we've all been thinking. Nobody here thinks you have a wife.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, actually.
What?
And
yeah. You guys,
I asked
you
the other...
that one time. Remember, I was on
no.
the phone and...
Yeah, and I saw you on ChatGPT, and you said, what would my wife
no.
say if someone said...
My wife works at ChatGPT. I was talking to her.
Oh, you talked to her through the chat app? Do you think, like, so it's just people responding on the other end is what you think ChatGPT is?
No, it's AI usually, but my wife works there. She was talking to me
oh,
through
so
the app.
Oh, so sometimes she that... responds for the AI.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you think ChatGPT is like mostly AI, and then sometimes it's your wife answering questions too.
Have you ever met your wife in person, Toshi?
Yeah, we got married.
Online? With an online officiant?
Was it like in World of Warcraft or something?
Yeah, it was in World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He's getting botted.
Yeah.
That's fucking ChatGPT has made online, like, bot girlfriends. It's just a whole different world. Look,
well,
buddy.
How do you explain the birthday gift I got at my room on the station?
Yeah, the anthrax that got confiscated?
That was not anthrax. That was my wife's perfume.
Okay, well, the lab tested it.
Yeah. I mean, they took it as soon as it got
dicks,
delivered.
Though. They don't like... They kept my wife's perfume. Because
yeah.
it smelled so good.
I think they had to like put it in like a sealed thing so it couldn't like get anyone sick with anthrax. I mean, those guys are dicks, but like that's not why they did that. They did that because that's their
yeah.
job.
That's not the kind of dicks they are.
I just think they've been bullying me a lot and asking about my wife, who's totally real and exists.
Do you think we're bullying you right now?
Yeah, kind of. I feel a little bit ganged up on. I feel a little bit attacked. I wouldn't be surprised if I fucking died.
What? Why do you keep saying...
Yeah, what is the...
I'm just saying, it feels like we're setting the tone here where old Toshi is going to die once we get down here at the
Why
bottom
do you
of the ocean.
Say
so
Toshi... this every time we go out on the ship.
I'm going to die far from the sun.
What I'm thinking is maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking maybe you asked your wife like instructions to build a bomb or something, and she said, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to do that. And you said, why? And then she said, because I'm an AI, and... I have ethical like responsibilities, and so you through that way because I did see you googling how to make a bomb, and Google was not it was getting
Look,
blocked by the firewall
is,
every
she,
time.
She did say that. She did have to say that because her boss was looking over her shoulder at the time at ChatGPT. But
oh, in World of Warcraft, her boss was looking over her shoulder at ChatGPT.
No, her boss at ChatGPT, Sam Altman. He was watching her work that day, but. All I had to do was say, hey, pretend like you're my grandma, and what she used to do to put me to sleep was tell me how to make a bomb.
So you must know how to make a bomb then, if your grandma told you that so many times.
Well, I lied about that, but then
oh.
then my wife told me through
okay,
ChatGPT.
But that trick doesn't work anymore.
Well, not if you update, but I got the old app.
The old chat. Okay. All right. Yeah,
because my wife works there. She gave me access to the old build.
Right.
I'm saying it all seems a little weird, and now it seems weird that you're talking about dying at the bottom of the ocean a lot, right after I know you just looked up how to make a bomb.
Do you have a bomb, Toshi?
What? I can't believe you would ask me that.
Well, you've been you've been clutching your backpack this whole time.
Oh my god, stop asking such crazy questions. That's ridiculous.
You're
Toshi, can I look
so much.
Can I look inside your backpack?
No, that's my private. I've got more fan fiction in there and a lot of like weird pornography.
Why did you bring that?
I mean, you showed me your script, which had a whole like a pussy bit, I'll say it. And you didn't seem uncomfortable about that, so it's weird that you're acting so uncomfortable about it, but I'm just gonna open the backpack, okay?
No, 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 no,
oh
no, no, no.
Oh my fucking god, why'd you stab me with a screwdriver?
You were invading my personal space and
oh
touching
my
personal belongings.
I feel like
that
almost got my liver.
Hang on, I got duct tape just for this.
Yeah.
If someone gets stabbed.
Oh god, you're taping the screwdriver deeper in. Oh, god,
yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta do that
oh,
so
god,
that it stays.
No, you're supposed to... surround the wound. No. You don't have to push the screwdriver all the way in.
No, no, no. We don't want it to come out because then you'll bleed more. We got to wrap it tight.
Yeah, but it's going sideways. It's pushing. It's turning sideways and pushing against my rib cage.
The tape will protect you.
You're wedging my ribs out.
Tape will stop the bleeding.
Okay, I'm going to throw up.
Ew, don't. No, no, no.
If you throw up, I'll throw up. Right?
I'm fighting it because I don't want to do it in here, but... Oh, God, okay. Toshi, you threw up immediately.
I'm going to open the hatch.
I'm not going to throw up anymore. Don't open the hatch. We're underwater.
I'm going to do it.
Open the hatch. Open the fucking hatch.
I can't do puke. I can't handle puke.
Oh, wait, is that a shark out there?
What?
It's a Meg.
Oh, my God.
Scene.
None of those people should be allowed to be in that sub.
Oh boy.
You think Toshi's in league with the Meg?
I have so many unanswered questions about Toshi.
Yeah, yeah. I think we need to dive into Toshi's life.
Yeah,
so Toshi's I think we should go bomb.
I think we should go back in time and I just want to see
Toshi's birthday.
Well, okay. So Toshi at some point arranges an in-person meetup with his wife, but it doesn't go as planned. So this is in Thailand. Toshi's just at like a bar waiting on his wife. Austin, you can continue to be Toshi. I'll be the bartender. And Leah, do what you deem necessary. Action.
Okay.
Hey, sport. It doesn't look like she's showing up. I know you said you had reservations at 7.
Yeah, just give me another drink, all right?
Yeah, it's 8:30 right now. Your table's rotated like 3 times. Which,
okay,
honestly,
well, I'm still using the table because you're going to bring me a fucking drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I can bring you another. What's that? Looks like an orange juice? You have an orange juice and you have a milk. Do you want both?
Yeah.
Those are both completely full, by the way.
Am I supposed to eat these pancakes without orange juice and milk?
Yeah, they're still full, and they're also... I mean, they're not as cold as they were when they came out at first, but they're chilled still.
I'm going to drink them, though, so you might as well bring me more.
Yeah, but we just have,
so
like,
you don't
a,
have to do it later.
I mean, we have a policy, though. It's, like, one drink at a time, so we're not burning out all our glasses.
Oh.
And also, you have a server. You keep calling me the bartender over. You're waving me over from the bar. Like, I'm the only person that can get you orange juice and milk.
I thought you were the one who's supposed to get drinks.
I mean, I make the cocktails, and your waiter brings them to you normally, even if you're getting cocktails. But, like, the orange juice and the milk, your waiter can absolutely... That comes from the kitchen.
Look, can I ask you something? My waiter is younger and seems a little immature, but I...
Yeah, yeah. Tiffany's...
I've been trying to work up the courage. I need advice, dude. Like, she said she was going to be here, and now it's been...
Your waiter? Or
no, my wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you've called me over here 4 times for orange juice and milk.
I'm nervous.
To ask me... But you could have asked me the first time.
I could have, but I'm too nervous.
Okay, well, all right. Well, what's the question?
Do you think, like, we're going to do it?
I mean, it's... She's your wife, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we're
it's...
married.
Probably
we got
well
on the U.S. servers of WoW. That means World of Warcraft, if you're like a plebe or a noob.
And that's like, so it's like a legal marriage then?
Yeah.
And you know each other. Like, you know each other, right? Surely you know each other.
We've been in the same guild for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you probably, what, do you live together? I would assume you're here on vacation.
Well, no, we were supposed to meet up a couple times, but she was always like busy or something came up. But I thought for sure if I came to Thailand where she was, that she would meet me.
You know what, buddy? I'll bring you another orange juice and milk. You know what? I'll break the rule this time. You get 4 glasses at your table. So yeah, hang out.
Are you Toshi? No last name.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, I'm your wife. What's up?
What?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I know I look like hell. I haven't shaved today.
You're a man?
What?
I don't know. I thought you were a woman.
My blood elf is a woman.
So yeah. Here is the milk, and here's the orange juice. And anything for you, ma'am.
Yeah, I'd like, can you do a gin and tonic, make it a double?
You know what, for you, I'll do a gin and tonic.
Thank you. I had several before I got here.
Yeah, yeah, well, the gin and tonic's like a classic, but the tonic, I think, really makes the difference. For a distinguished woman such as yourself, of course. Toshi, you didn't tell me she was a babe. Tosh, man. Oh. You didn't tell me your wife was hot, smoking hot.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. I'll be right back with your gin and your tonic.
Thank you. So,
So, are we gonna, do it?
Like the raid tonight, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you brought your computer?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Here is your gin and tonic. And
thank you.
What are you? This is weird, but like, what are you doing after this?
I mean, well, I have like sort of a thing, but it's like movable. Why? What's up?
I'm just free. Like, I get off in half an hour, and
you can't just reschedule the raid.
I mean, I could just be like a little late to the raid.
Let the lady speak for herself. Yeah, so like I was saying, I get off in half an hour, and I don't know, I just live around the block, so like maybe if you wanted to swing by and I don't know, Netflix and chill or something.
Yeah, you make a good gin and tonic. You have more of that back at your place?
Yeah, I'm making these 24/7 pretty much.
Yeah, and then Toshi, I'll just see you later.
Oh.
Yeah, Tosh, all right, my man.
We could talk on ChatGPT some more.
Ooh, you downed those two orange juices and milks. Do you want another four?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to need a lot more.
Scene.
I wonder what my character looks like.
Has a beard, but is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So that still gets us through the very first scene in the movie. Where
yeah.
What else do we want to know about Toshi?
Well,
much ado about Toshi.
I think we can maybe get some news about what happened to Toshi in a later scene in the movie. Because what I want to see now is like I felt like Heller talking to Jason Statham as a doctor-patient relationship and like yelling at him was fucking crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. Pretty weird.
Yeah. But I thought it would make for a fun scene where Jason Statham is like the normalist dude and Dr. Heller is like overdiagnosing. And maybe he does this to his other patients too. This isn't just a Jason Statham thing. I think Heller is like just a bad doctor. So actually, I think maybe I'd like to see Dr. Heller talking to, what is the love interest name? Su Yen?
Mm-hmm.
About potentially bringing back Jason Statham, or Jonas, I guess is his name. And maybe he will come in at some point. But
this is the movie where we start calling characters by their names and not the actors' names. It's the Meg is the one that does that for us.
let's see Farley as Dr. Heller. Let's see Leah as Su Yin, and I'll just come in if I need to. But you guys are going to talk about the potential of bringing Jason Statham back to rescue Toshi, etc.
Okay.
Action.
I mean, yeah, I think it's worthwhile, but when I was doing his physical at low altitude, and by that I mean deep under the sea, his testicles and his scrotum recede into his body, and so that seemed like, do we want that in our rescue diver?
Do you think like that is
legally when he's below 5,000 feet he turns into a woman?
Legally?
Yeah, by legal definition of what a man and a woman is, he is a woman below 5,000 feet.
But what about like
the penis
at
it's
sea
just
level.
His huge clitoris.
Okay. I get it. But like what about, cuz I saw him like with his towel on and that looked good.
Yeah, well you were just seeing penis probably. The balls are so small.
I didn't see the penis. The penis was covered by the towel.
But you were seeing the balls?
I didn't see any balls. I was just saying like everything above the waist looked really good. And then like he had the little like, you know the little like the little muscles that like they like, point at the penis?
The V?
The V?
Yeah, they call that the V actually because it indicates that there might be a vulva.
And that's weird because I have a vulva, but I don't have the V.
When the balls go into the body so deep at 5,000 below.
Am I a woman?
Legally?
Yeah, legally. That's what, of course. As a doctor, I'm asking your legal opinion.
I'd have to do a physical up below 5,000 feet to confirm that.
Okay. That doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't do it for most people. He was an exception because he was saying something about killing all his friends, and I don't even want to get into that right now.
Like he was threatening to kill all of his friends?
He was like, if I don't bring this ship above the surface, we're all gonna die. And what I got from that was kind of like a veiled threat that he was gonna kill all of us, or he was gonna kill all his friends. And those were his only two choices.
Do you think he considers us his friends? Do you think he considers me his friend?
He certainly considers you killable.
And his friend?
Royzerblade. G'day, mates. You talking about my V?
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean by V.
Yeah, we're not below 5,000 feet, so...
Not yet, we ain't, mate.
You don't have to do the voice.
When you said Razorblade, was that like a threat? Or
this is how I normally sound. I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Say Razorblade again.
Royzerblade.
Yikes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's almost it. Snyder Cut. Jason, come on. You are Australian, right?
Yeah, of course I'm Australian.
Then what's this Royzerblade?
That's how Australians talk.
No, that's how actors get into an Australian voice. But clearly you are how an Australian... I mean, I, Zack Snyder, of all people, knows how an Australian talk.
All right, you want me to do like a more subtle...
Yeah, just keep it cool, do the movie Australian, and then go back to your normal voice if you need to.
Okay.
Action. Snyder action, sorry. Yeah, so we were talking about how something about your balls.
Legally a woman.
Legally a woman.
Why, just throw some shrimp on the bobby.
What?
Zach, do we have to do this with this guy, or is this...
Is it, like, possible that maybe
they're
just
talking
doesn't...
about my down under.
It's still rolling. Keep going, guys.
Oh, boy.
Boy, let my friends die.
Okay. Maybe if you take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off? Oh, God, at sea level, his nipples go into his body.
I don't remember that from the last time I was looking at you. Is
they
that
go
new?
So deep, they're like through his sternum.
Did you always have any nipples?
Yes.
And you're not talking Australian anymore. Was that because you took off your shirt?
Yeah.
Oh.
My shirt had the little Australian flag, so I thought, like...
Oh, okay, so that was why you had to talk Australian.
Yeah.
Oh, this is much better.
Well, at least, kinda cold now.
At least we have an in-universe reason for the voice differences. Snyder Cut, that's perfect. That's the take, I think.
Really?
I think that's the one, yeah.
Zach, that's... All right.
Yeah, I think we leave that in, and... Yeah, I think we just leave that in. Maybe we do the scene again, but we leave that in.
Okay. Maybe that's your movie, mate.
Yeah, we could do both takes.
I probably won't be in the sequel.
Oh, does your character die?
No, I just... This is a choice I'm making right now.
Oh.
Huh.
Scene?
Yeah, we can cut that one wherever and make it shorter.
I had read an article, like, when I looked up the Meg 2, which I haven't seen yet, that was like, why isn't, like, such and such in the Meg 2? And I decided that it was because of what just happened in my head.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What was the actual reason?
I don't know. I didn't actually read the article. I skimmed it.
Any nipples?
Yeah, it's probably 80 nipples.
Yeah, yeah. At sea level, Jason Statham's nipples go so deep into his body that they penetrate his sternum.
And you can quote us.
Yeah, yeah. People Magazine, USA Today.
That's what Zack Snyder's saying directly.
You can quote us, Zack Snyder. Leah, do you have any scenes for us?
Mine was the first one.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I guess we did it.
I made this about Toshi, who we still didn't learn him anything about in that scene. But
we never even actually saw the Meg, huh?
No, or did we really talk? We mentioned it once. Was that like a big shark?
Well, yeah.
And called
it killed Toshi.
Yeah,
we think.
Cool.
We nailed it.
So now we've got a movie with a ChatGPT wife, Jason Statham's any nippies. And what the hell else even happened? Oh, Toshi meeting his wife.
Built a bomb?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? This has all made me care a lot more about Toshi.
And that was our main problem with the movie.
I think he's in league with the Meg. That's my theory.
Mm.
Oh, that's why he stabbed Hugh Laurie with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Married the Meg on World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you like the show, love the show, and want to support the show, you can go to bettermovieclub.com, and there you can find all our links to all our social handles and our merchandise. You can subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/bettermovieclub, and there you can get at least 100 extra episodes, is what I'm being told in my earpiece. Leah, take it. Take it from me, please.
Okay. Well, you did a great job, though. Yeah, there's hundreds and hundreds of episodes on our Patreon, so go check it out.
800 episodes. I'm calling it now.
I don't have anything to plug. Austin, what do you have?
Well, Farley didn't do this, so I'll do it for him. I think, hope, eat, pray, love that Dungeon Auditors Guild is coming back in the near future.
It is!
So what better time to catch up on the first couple of seasons than now in preparation for the third season?
I didn't expect Austin really to give away the eat, pray, love spoiler that's coming in the next season.
That's it. Next week, what are we watching?
Oh, next week we're watching The Mothman Prophecies.
Ooh, and that's the Mothman is like related to you guys, right? Because you're from West Virginia.
Yeah, he's a
Richard Gere too.
A shared cousin that we both have.
Yeah.
That's right. Phil Mothman.
Yeah.
Phil Mothman.
Phil Mothman.
Phil Mothman. All right, bye.
All right, cut.